Hi everyone, welcome back. Let's see if we can put our knowledge as to how to estimate bad debts to test. And let's try a couple of examples. In this module, let's work through example number 3 from the website problems. And let's just read it together before we get started. Here's what it says. XYZ Company had a $250,000 balance in its accounts receivable at December 31st, 2002. Additionally, they had a $2,100 credit balance in their allowance for doubtful accounts at year-end 02 before the adjustment for bad debt expense. During 2002, XYZ Company reported credit sales of $800,000. Required, Part A. Let's go ahead and let's calculate the bad debt expense and the net realizable value of our accounts receivable using the net credit sales method. And Part A says, assume that we are estimating that 2% of our net credit sales will be uncollectible. Let's go ahead to the next slide and let's work the problem. Under the net credit sales method, we know that the bad debt expense estimate is really very straightforward. We simply take the net credit sales for the year given as $800,000 and multiply it by the percentage we expect to be uncollectible, 2%. Our bad debt expense is estimated as $16,000 for the year. So the net credit sales method to come up with bad debt expense, really pretty straightforward. Requirement 2 of Part A says, okay, after we make the adjustment for bad debt expense, what would be the company's net realizable value? Now we do know that this is true. The accounts receivable minus the allowance for doubtful accounts is equal to our NRV. And we know what the accounts receivable are. They tell us that in the problem. What we don't know is the balance in the allowance for doubtful accounts. My advice to you, any time you're working these problems, this bad debt expense estimates, these problems, you really should have a T account. The best thing you can do is set up a T account for the allowance for doubtful accounts, know what goes on what side of that T account, plug it in there, and boom, your answer will come right out. So let's go ahead to the next slide and let's set up our T account. What we know is that the beginning balance in this account was a $2,100 credit balance. That's given in the problem. We also know that the bad debt expense estimate for the year, which increases this account, was $16,000. That allows us to calculate the ending balance in the allowance for doubtful accounts to be $18,100. Once we know that, we can go ahead and figure out the NRV, the net realizable value. Remember, it's accounts receivable minus the allowance for doubtful accounts. We know from the problem the accounts receivable, $250,000. We know because we just calculated it here in the T account, the allowance for doubtful accounts, $18,100, giving us a net realizable value, $231,900. Again, I think you really just do yourself a service. Whenever you're dealing with the bad debts, estimating bad debts, you really ought to have a T account for the allowance to work with. Just makes your life a lot easier. Now, if you look at Part B of this problem, it says, okay, forget about what you just did. We're not going to use the net credit sales method. But rather, let's assume that we estimate bad debt expense using the aging method. And they've provided us with an aging schedule. Let's go through the same set of calculations. Please go to the next slide with me. Using the aging schedule, we know that we have to do a multiplication. You take the amount of the receivables in each category, multiplied by the percentage expected uncollectible in that category, and then for each category, you take that product and add it together. And it's done for you right here you get $10,100 as your number from the aging schedule. Key point, you have to remember the $10,100 is not your bad debt expense estimate. Rather, the $10,100 represents the required ending credit balance in the allowance for doubtful accounts. Very important, because it's so easy to calculate that number and boom, call it your bad debt expense. And that's wrong. It represents the ending credit balance in the allowance for doubtful accounts. So go to the next slide and let's again use a T account and let's quote unquote force out the amount of bad debt expense. Here's what we know. The beginning balance, $2,100 credit. We know from the aging schedule, the ending credit balance, $10,100. This allows us to calculate our bad debt expense, which goes on the credit side of the T account, make it X. To now force out or to figure out the bad debt expense estimate, set up an algebra equation. Beginning balance plus the increase, the X, equals the ending, $10,100. Solve for X, your bad debt expense, that's estimated as $8,000 using the aging schedule. Now, just keep in mind, look at this T account and remember those numbers. I want you to go to the next slide with me. Under this aging method, in part two, or requirement two, calculate the net realizable value. The NRV, as we know, accounts receivable minus the allowance. And we know the accounts receivable are $250,000. How are we going to calculate the allowance? Well, it's done already. We already know the ending balance in the allowance that comes from the aging schedule. That's $10,100. Allows us to calculate the NRV, the net realizable value, $239,900. Requirement three of this problem, let's just read it together. Here's what it says. Calculate the bad debt expense using the aging method with one change to what we did just a few moments ago. Assume the beginning balance was a $2,100 debit side balance. How will that change our calculations? Well, go to the next slide with me. There's our T account. What can we enter in? Well, we know that the beginning balance of $2,100 is now on the debit side of the T account. We know that the ending balance comes from the aging schedule, $10,100. Ending credit always. The bad debt expense is our X. It's always in the same place. Force out the bad debt expense, use a little algebra, but now we set it up where the $2,100 was a decrease. That's on the debit side that decreases the allowance. So the X, the bad debt expense, minus the $2,100 equals the ending $10,100. Solve for X, our unknown, that's the estimate of bad debt expense here, $12,200. This is a real basic example. We'll look at, in a minute, we'll look at another one that is a little more involved. But this is a basic one, but it's really good because it just gets you to use both methods and to work through all of the important calculations.